Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome in to Loretta McNary Live. Yes, it is Thursday, and I'm on air. Well, you know what? In the words of a song that you're going to hear later, you got to do what you got to do, and that song is by the phenomenal Angie Stone, and she will be our guest joining us soon. So you know what? My goal was to launch Thursday, late October, and here we are launching on Thursdays now because of the yeses that we're getting to our invitations to be on the show. So we're just so happy that Loretta McNary Live can be heard Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Oh, yeah, 11 a.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and we're probably going to do 9 and 11 on Thursdays, but we're very, very happy for the opportunity to interview a legendary icon, Angie Stone. She'll be calling in shortly, and we will play a couple of her songs for your listening pleasure. Yay! You know, Angie's been around a while, and we've loved her for so many years, and each year, you know, we've questioned, you know, when she's going to do a new CD because she's been working with other people and writing songs for other people and performing. And now she has decided it was her turn to write for herself. And in her own words, she says, I spent a lot of time over the past few years working with other people, writing with them, working with producers. And then one day, this is Angie, I realized that while I was doing everything I could to help them succeed and watching them grow, I was losing pieces of myself in the process, she explains. I shaved a lot of my originality off when merging with so many other people. Fans weren't really getting Angie Stone. They were getting Angie and so-and-so. I knew I had to get back to my own music and skills. It's time for Angie to do Angie. That journey returned Stone to her songwriting roots. Determined to record an album where making great music and sharing her soul were the only two things that mattered. And I got a chance to listen to the CD a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was sent to me about a month ago, and I listened to it. I have sung those songs, felt her pain and her joy, and you will too. So the name of the new CD is Reach Girl. There's also a single called Reach Girl that has been released, and Do What You Gotta Do is already in the top 10. So they are predicting that she will have two top 10 songs this fall on the list. And once you hear this music, I'm telling you, it is amazing. It is so amazing. And her time is surely done here. So what I want to do while we're waiting, and it is early, so, but they promised me she's going to call in. So everybody that's listening, please be patient. She's going to call in. She has a huge schedule, and she's already done Tom Joyner, Michael Bazin, Tavis Smiley. Her things are being played on Centric and BET, VH1. So the lady is in busy, so we're going to give her a little more time to call in. And while we wait on her to call in, what I want to do, and we're going to go ahead and get kind of ahead of everything by playing one of her songs.
Yes, please.
That was Do What You Gotta Do by Angie Stone is number 2 on her new CD, Rich Girl. And I will play a couple more songs. We are still waiting on her to call in. But until that happens, we're going to have like a little mini Angie Stone concert because I have permission to play all of the songs. And when I say there are some really wonderful, incredible songs on here, I am not just saying that. I'm totally not just saying that because, you know what, these songs are so amazing. And there's one on here called Guilty. I really, really love it. Oh, my goodness. And people, especially women, admitting that, you know what, we mess up too. We get a little messy. And we talked about this yesterday on the show with another phenomenal singer, Trey Ali. You may not know that name now, but trust me, you will. So write it down so you can say Loretta told me about her. Do not sleep on this one. Trey Ali is amazing, amazing. I wish the two of them could meet because that would be, oh, my goodness, that would be such an awesome concert. Anyway, so in her triumphant return to her trademark Neil, so Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Angie Stone released a new single this week, and that was, you know, late May, early June, Do What You Gotta Do, which you just heard, kicking it off with a party in Los Angeles sponsored by legendary R&B radio station KJLH. The first track off Stone's upcoming album, Rich Girl, which was released on the 25th. Yay! So you'll hear that too. So Do What You Gotta Do is a seductive mix of groove, guitars, and an irresistible sing-along chorus, as you already have witnessed that and probably took a part in it when you were singing it, because that's Do What You Gotta Do. And no, I'm not going to try to sing it. I'm just going to tell you what was in it. So you'll definitely know. And you also know that Angie Stone has been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, 2 Soul Train Native Soul Awards, and has released 4 top R&B albums with The Art of Love and War, which all went all the way to number 1. So what I want to do, I'm going to have to make a call. So what I want to do in the interim is make sure you get to enjoy some more good music. And the next song that I want to play for you is called Backup Plan. And in the words of Angie, this is what she said about this song, Backup Plan. Oh, my goodness, she is so awesome. And her bio that she released, she talks about each of the songs. And, you know, all of the songs on here, except for 4, are actually written by Angie. And one was even written for her by one of Sunday's best. And I got to tell you about that when I look at that, but I know I read that. So we're going to listen to Backup Plan. And when I say you're going to love Backup Plan, because everybody has a backup plan, you know, it's not, I don't suggest having a backup plan, but sometimes it's not as bad as we think having a backup plan, just in case something happens. And who better to talk about that than Angie?
Oh,
So I gave you double for your trouble, huh? That was so cool. I love this album. I talked with her publicist, and they're trying to see what's going on. But like I said, if she doesn't call in, I'm sure they'll reschedule her. But until then, we'll just have as a little mini concert. How about that? So those who are listening, and if you want to get some feedback on the three songs that I've played, I'd love to hear the feedback because She does have people that are listening. She just has not called in yet. They'd love to hear some feedback. They're calling me back on this phone. So I'm going to go to our queue, and there are a few calls that I see. So I'm going to go to 423 first and let you, and okay, let's see. How about I play another song, and then I get your feedback on that. Ladies in the house say, yeah, yeah. I'm having a good time. I hope you guys are having a good time listening to this. I was on the phone with them again, and, yes, she is calling in, so we will have about 9 minutes to talk with her. So I hope you got your listening ears on and ready to go out and buy that CD, because let me tell you, it just gets greater and greater each song that you hear. I've even used it as a workout song, so I just got to tell you, the whole entire CD. You remember back in the day when we would get albums, as they were called, I'm kind of dating myself now, and we would listen to every song on the album. It was an amazing song, like the Commodores and the Isley Brothers and Natalie Cole. You know, back in the day, every song was a great song on the album. So I assure you, and I'm not trying to sell, I don't get anything from pushing this. I just love this music, that every song on here is great, great, great. She's going to have a year like Adele did last year and the year before. This girl is, and is going to get nominated for Grammy after Grammy after Grammy on these songs, because we're going to go out and support her, right? That's what's going to happen. So what I want to do while I'm waiting on her to call, I will go ahead and take a couple of calls. I see people have been holding for a while. So I'm going to go to area code 423 and then 901-347. I'll come to you after I talk with this caller. Hi, caller. Welcome in to Loretta McNary Live. Okay, did we get them? Okay, hi, caller. Welcome in to Loretta McNary Live. Any comments on the music you've heard?
This is 901-347. Hi, caller. You're trying. You don't want to say anything? All right. But I'm going to put you back on home. How about that? And let you continue to listen to the show. Thank you so much.
This is a great thing. I know everybody's anticipating her calling in, and I promise you, doing this a while, you learn to not be frustrated and go with the flow, and so is life. So I'm learning a very special lesson, and hopefully the fruits of the Spirit are being exhibited here, of joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and meekness and all that good stuff. So I'm happy about it. So I think she's calling in.
I've been saying that. I feel like a car salesman trying to sell something not there, but we're going to welcome Angie
Stone to the show. Angie, hi there.
Hey, how are you? I'm so sorry. I'm late. I lost track of time.
I know, it happens. And I already said you had a lot of things going on. We're just so proud to hear your music and that you are back on it again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have been, I played three songs while we were waiting for you, and
wow.
I was just telling them that this CD is like back in the day when you got the Commodores or Isley Brothers or Natalie Cole or somebody. Every song was amazing. Each one was greater and greater. This is that kind of album, Angie. You
wow.
did it, girl.
Wow. I've been hearing that a lot, and I'm overwhelmed because of, of course I went back to the drawing board just to do the kind of things I'm used to doing, and I did a lot of the lyrics on this album. I worked with some other producers, but I took kind of charge of writing the album, so
mm-hmm.
I could put, all of Angie back into it, so I'm really excited about it.
Oh, and I'm excited, and I have really been talking about it, and like I said, I've got a chance to play Do What You Gotta Do. We've heard the first time, and we also got a chance to hear Rich Girl, of course, which is the title CD, and I've already told that it's available. So I just want to hear from you. What are you thinking when you decided to take some time and you said you're going to do Angie?
Well, what had happened was over the years, through social media and different things, a lot of people were feeling like I was moving away from, my grassroots, and a lot of that had to do with allowing a lot of people to co-write a lot of the lyrics with me. But what I did was went back to the basics of having producers give me the music or the track, and then I actually put my twist and turn on it first before I allowed anybody else to get involved. And I think that's why you have that core Angie feel.
Mm-hmm. So you basically just took control of your own destiny.
Absolutely. All before, I was thinking that maybe my style was boring and I needed to have some other input. So some of the songs on the previous albums, I allowed other people to start writing, and then I got involved and I would put my twist and turn on it. But it ended up being more of their style and feel and touches of Angie. And I think in this project, you got more Angie and little innuendos of other people. Joy Campbell, who is Warren Campbell's sister, helped me write Proud of Me, and that still embodied the Angie feel because she understood me and allowed me to do me, before she
mm-hmm.
poured herself into the project. And, of course, Backup Plan and some of the other songs, I Can't Take It, Guilty, Push and Pull, all those are kind of Angie-esque,
Because, there's several different styles of music on here, Angie. It's like you really got in contact with who you are. And if you decide to be a little neo-soul, you were that in all of its authenticity. If you wanted to do a little R&B, like the back-in-the-day R&B, you did that too. So it's like old school meets new school without using all these cliches. It's just a wonderful piece of art.
Wow. Thank you. Well, that's exactly what I set out to accomplish. The one thing that I did do on the song Guilty, I went back to the producer, Aaron Lyles, who actually did the entire album with myself on Black Diamond. And, you got that feel. You started to grab that that Al Greenish kind of, old soul feel. So I didn't
mm-hmm.
want to do an entire album completely muted down because I had transformed so many different genres by the last album, that I wanted to kind of keep it, still for the people that bought into that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it does. It just whets your appetite. So there's really no need to play anything else. I was saying earlier as I was talking, waiting on you to call, I have just listened to it, and it was like my heart beat in some of those songs, some of the words that you were saying, just really I could relate to, because I don't care who you are or what you have right now. There are some times when you've had some pain in your life, some trouble, when
Absolutely.
People didn't treat you right. So you
That's
can
right.
kind of touch on that and bring us to a happy place.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I set out to do. So I'm glad that it resonates that, you know, people saying that to me means I accomplished what I set out to do, because you can't make that stuff up.
No, that came from your soul. This came from your soul place, and it's a
exactly.
good place.
Wow, that makes me feel great. I'm like I said, of course you have your few naysayers that say, you know, they ain't feeling it as much as the old stuff. But the one thing I know that we can't do is duplicate ourselves. We can't, you know, if I can make 10 No More Rains or 10 Wish I Didn't Miss You, it would be a drop in the head every album. But a part of who this is and what this is me tapping back into who I am and what I do best.
Right, and because you've grown, you've had more experiences to write about, and if you just chose to stay in that place of those songs, what those people wanted, then that would not be authentically you, because you're not that person. And these
right.
songs are equally that, though, Angie, so don't, you know, naysayers are good. They keep us on our toes, and you know that you're on to something.
That's right. Thank you so much. That means the world to me today.
Well, I'm just really sad that you're not going to bring that tour to Memphis, but who knows? Just today is not on there. I'm
oh,
hoping
no.
to get it on
it's,
there.
It's just the beginning. I think that what's happening now, that people have some tangible music, something that they're really feeling, I think the promoters will definitely say, hey, at some point we'll make it through Memphis, because that's, you know, a lot of where the soul sound is. So I can't imagine not going there.
All right, that's what we need. You only have like 20 seconds, Angie. I'm just glad you called in. Any, we can find, how can they find you? They can go to the, everywhere and get the CD, of course. Is there a Facebook page, a website? We have 10 seconds.
Absolutely. You can reach me at Real Angie Stone on Twitter. You can reach me on AngieStoneOnline.net. And, of course, you can Google me, and you'll find everything out you need to know, get the reviews on the album, and so on. But more importantly, go out and cop that CD.
All right. We thank you so much, everybody, for listening to Loretta McNair Live and Angie Stone. You rock. You're going to have a year like Adele had last year. All these songs will be nominated for Grammys.
I hope so. Thank you. I appreciate that energy. Keep putting it out there, and I'll be praying. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Bye-bye.
All right, sis. Bye-bye.